6/30/1917, and lived in New Mexico until I was about 10, when my father decided to move us to Texas. Most of my youth was lived in West Texas, Midland, Lubbock. I finished high school in a small town named Littlefield near Lubbock. Then I went to Texas Tech from 1933 to 1938. I got the B.A. in chemistry with a pre-med major in 1937 and an M.A. in English in 1938. That fall, 1938, I went to Princeton for 1 year. In the meantime, my father had bought a large grocery store in Lubbock. The war was coming on. I had enjoyed the year at Princeton, and it was really the year of my intellectual awakening, but still I felt excited and unsettled, so I went back to help Dad in the store. The war came along. I entered. I was in the Army for about 4 years at that time. Went to Hawaii. While I was in Hawaii, I began studying Japanese. Went on to Saipan, and then was called back to attend the Army Japanese Language School at Ann Arbor. I was there when the war ended. I went to New York briefly, intending to go to Shanghai with Noma Electric Company as a factor. Shanghai, of course, was falling to the communists, so I was let out. And I had received a letter from the Army saying they needed interpreters in Japan. My Japanese wasn't all that good, but I did go. I went back to Texas, got married, went to Japan. My wife came later. I went in 1947. She came. Our first child was born in Kyoto in 1949, and we returned to the United States. Then I put in for various schools. I had intended to go back to get a PhD in English. I applied for various schools. Wisconsin offered me a TA ship. I accepted and moved to Madison in 1949. I took an apartment briefly on Few and then moved a few blocks away to a duplex at the very end of Johnson. I've forgotten the cross street. I financed most of it from the TA ship, of course, though I also had the GI Bill, and when things got very bad, of course, Dad would help me. I decided to major in 20th century British Lit. My major professor was Paul Fulcher. I wrote my thesis on Catherine Mansfield. Ed Nels, N-E-H-L-S, who wrote a three-volume book on Lawrence, later published by the University of Wisconsin Press, had encouraged me to write on Catherine Mansfield. I remember, of course, various professors, Quintana, Helen White, Madeline Doran. Edgar Lacey was very important, partly, of course, because he was head of the freshman comp program in which I taught, and because he also taught 20th century lit, and I was a teaching assistant for him. As for life in Madison, I had already had one child. We had another child there, and our small group of English graduate students lived pretty well to ourselves. I didn't belong to any clubs. Of course, athletics, as a young fellow with a family, athletics well consisted of chasing the kids around the house. The union was very important to us. In between classes, we sat in the Rathskeller. In fact, I feel that a lot of the education was picked up at the union. Also, of course, the union did have, as I guess it does now, a good theater program, foreign arts, foreign movies program, that sort of thing. They were aware of discrimination. I noticed this on your sheet. We were of course aware, and there were one or two blacks in English. I think Charles Naylor, whom I met later at the University of Colorado, was there. We were aware of it and generally hopeful, of course, that there would be improvement in the situation, but not knowing much about it, I can't say that I saw anybody particularly discriminated against. Certainly feel that what I wanted to do at Wisconsin was done, and was done well. I received the degree in 1953. This was immediately after the war, when not only was there not a worry about whether we would get a job, it was which we would take. I was offered a job at Hamlin in Minneapolis. Decided I didn't want it for various reasons. I'm basically a southerner, and that was too far north for me. Also, it dawned on me that I still had the minor to do, which I did in art history, and I could come back to Madison, spend that year writing the thesis, and get a job without having anything hanging over. So I did, then got the degree, as I say, in 1953. I accepted an offer at the University at Indiana U at Fort Wayne. I had in the meantime put in for the University of Utah. I had been stationed at Hillfield during the war and liked the mountain. Utah offered me the job. I turned down the one at Fort Wayne and came here. I taught at the University of Utah until my retirement in 1987. One thing I might mention, during the summers in Madison, I began to teach in a foreign student course run under Sieghart Riegel, who was in the German department. In 1950, I believe it was, the Army sent a group of Japanese students to the United States. They were spread out through various schools to be taught English. My Japanese was not important. In fact, of course, we were supposed not to speak Japanese, but I was hired partly, of course, because of it. The following year, the Institute of International Education in New York broadened the program to include students from various programs. I taught in each summer in that while I was at Madison. In fact, when I came, after I came back to Utah, I went back 2 years and also taught in that program. It was discontinued at Madison. Then I went on to Ann Arbor each summer for a year. Finally, and Owen, who had been a graduate student in economics at Wisconsin and had been named as the head of a program to be called the English Language Institute, originally at Wisconsin, then moved to Boulder, asked me to be assistant director of English. And for a number of years in the summer, I went to Boulder to do that. In my teaching career in Utah, I had Fulbrights, one to the University of Madrid in 1964, one to the University of Madrid in 1960, one to Cuttington College in Liberia in 1969, which was renewed in 1970. Also during my years in Wisconsin, here at Utah, I was editor of Western Humanities Review, a literary magazine. Looking back over this, I see a few questions I haven't answered. It asks how I rate graduate training at the U. I was certainly happy with it. I have fond memories of the department and of Madison. The people that I have, those that I've mentioned and others, were all well trained. And I hear that the beginning was obscured. My name is Jack Garlington. Also, because of some mechanical thing within it, the name of Wen Owen was obscured. He is the fellow who graduated in economics from Wisconsin.